brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Kimberly writes, my fiance and I purchased a house together in 2022. We were both in our 50s and had been homeowners in the past. Our deed has the phrase right of survivorship in it, where if one of us dies, the property automatically goes to the other. Well, my fiance passed away late last year, and while researching about selling the house, I found out he had filed a quit claim back in October, right before he had surgery to remove a tumor. The quit claim deeds his half of the house to his sons, who are 23 and 26. Neither one of them has any interest in living in the house or paying for it. Does the quit claim supersede our deed wording about the right of survivorship? If so, how do I go about selling my house? If they have legally inherited it, should they be paying half the mortgage, HOA, and taxes?
Good gosh.
What a mess.
This is why you do not buy a home with someone you're not married to, even if they're your fiance. Ever. Ever. This is why. I've seen this kind of wicked, weird stuff for 30 years when people buy a house that aren't married.
Well, we love each other.
Good. Get married. Then buy a house. Stop this stupidity. Oh, bless your heart, Kimberly. I'm so sorry. What a horrible thing to go through. And what a weird type of betrayal. So, I don't know the answer to your question in Oklahoma. You need to get a lawyer. You need to get a lawyer and find out what title you hold. If the survivorship supersedes the quitclaim deed, I suspect it does not.
I do too.
I think he just gave up his half of the ownership to his sons before he died, so there was no right of survivorship because he didn't own anything when he died. His kid owned it. His kids owned it. So I think you are now partners with your fiance's two kids. And so I would sit down with them and say, how are we going to do this? We're 50-50 on this house. How do y'all want to handle it? My best suggestion would be you sell it and take your half, and they get their half, because I think that's where you are. But you can check an attorney to be sure, but I'm about 95% sure that's the way it's going to go down. And hopefully the two little doobers will cooperate, and you can just sell this thing fairly easily, and you're not going to have a problem. If they won't cooperate, you're going to have to file a motion in circuit court to dissolve a partnership, and the judge will force the sale of the house to dissolve the partnership. And that's going to cost you 10 grand in legal fees. Maybe five, but probably 10. And so this is what this betrayal has cost you. It's unbelievable. It's unconscionable. I guess he had a brain tumor and it affected his behavior and his judgment. I'm trying to give the guy a little credit, not just be a complete scumball since he died. But who knows?
No, this was just a under the table, sideways.
Scummy thing.
Sideways deal that left his fiance high and dry. He didn't have the courage to either tell her, hey, I want to make sure I leave something to my boys, and he didn't have the courage to tell them what was going on.
Yeah, this is really, really cowardly.
I hate this
really
for you.
Cowardly. Yeah. So that leaves you in a mess. And here's the rule, boys and girls out there. I know some of you like to shack up and you don't want to be married and you want to try on a shoe before you buy it and all that crap that you say all the time. You can do whatever you want to do. It's not a moral construct, it's a legal and financial construct. Buying a house with somebody you're not married to is straight up stupid. Don't do it. So,
well, we've been dating for 42 years.
Well, great. Painter, get off the ladder. Make a decision.
Create your free Every Dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.